Title: Riser Alternatives from Percussion Noise Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass builds without leaning on the same old white noise whoosh. Because indeed NB, the drums are the personality. So if your riser sounds like it came from a generic sample pack, it can feel pasted on top instead of living inside the groove. In this lesson, you're going to build three riser alternatives, all made from percussion noise. Hats, rides, shakers, break fragments, maybe a little foley. And then we'll shape them into real tension tools using only Ableton stock devices, filtering, saturation, reverb, stereo width, density, and a little bit of sidechain so your drums still smack. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. Don't think I need a riser. Think I need a roll. Two main rolls. One, a glue riser. That's the one that feels like it's part of the drum loop. Usually tighter, drier, a bit narrower, and more sidechained. Two, a spotlight riser. That's a featured moment. Wider, wetter, bigger space, but it needs more EQ carving so it doesn't take over your drop. Today, we'll make one glue riser and two that can act as spotlight moments. Now let's set up. Set your tempo to the usual D-NB pocket, somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll pick 174 BPM as the default. Create one audio track and name it Riser Perk. Then create a return track and call it Riser Verb. We're going to treat reverb like a controllable air lift, not like a wash you just slap on. In arrangement view, mark out an 8-bar build into a drop. Classic phrasing. For example, bars 25 through 33 is your build, and the drop hits at 33.1.1. Now, source selection. You're looking for broadband noise plus transient detail. So closed hats, rides, shakers, break chops like Amen or Think Fragments, brush textures, metal foley, stuff with grit and movement. You can drag a bunch of one-shots into a drum rack, or just drop them straight onto audio and chop. Either way is fine. And here's a coaching tip. The sample matters less than the motion you automate. If you automate well, almost any noisy percussion can become a riser. Let's start with build 1. The hat roll pressure riser. Tight, modern, super usable. This is your glue riser. You can do it in MIDI or auto. MIDI gives you the most control, so let's go there. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack. Load 2 or 3 hat type samples. I like 1 tight closed hat, 1 noisier hat, and a shaker for texture. Then program a pattern that ramps in density over the 8 bars. Here's a clean ramp. First 4 bars at 8th notes. Bars 5 and 6 at 16th notes. Bars 7 and 8 get spicy, 32nd notes, or you can go 1/24th for a triplet feel. That density ramp is doing a lot of the riser work already. It's tension you can feel, not just here. Now we shape it into a riser with a stock device chain. First, auto filter. Put it in high pass mode, 12 or 24 dB slope. Start your cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz, and by the end, you're opening it up to maybe 6 to 12 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, but don't push it until it whistles. The idea is pressure, not a screaming sine tone. And as you automate that cutoff upward across the 8 bars, listen to how it reveals the hats rather than just getting louder. Next, saturator. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Try the analog clip curve if you want it to bite a bit more. Then automate the drive to creep up in the last 2 bars. Even a 1 or 2 dB increase feels like the riser's leaning forward into the drop. After that, drum bus. Keep boom off, because we're keeping this area and out of the sub's way. Add a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and crunch around 5 to 20. Then adjust damp so it doesn't turn into brittle fizz. Drum bus is amazing here, because it adds attitude without you needing some giant distortion plugin. Then utility. This is where you control stereo narrative. Automate width, from about 80% at the start to maybe 140% near the end. That gives the impression of expansion. If you want a subtle lift, you can automate utility gain up by about a dB in the final bar, but honestly, try to get the hype from contrast, not just volume. Now let's add the air lift reverb using the return, riser verb. On the return, add hybrid reverb, or the standard reverb if you prefer. Pick a plate or hall. Put the pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it stays punchy, and set decay somewhere like 2.5 to 6 seconds. You can automate decay to get bigger near the end. Then high cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep it smooth, and low cut above 500 Hz so it doesn't clout the mix. After the reverb, drop an EQ8 and cut everything below about 500 to 800 Hz again. And if it gets harsh, make a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Cymbals plus saturation plus reverb can absolutely bully that region. Now automate the send amount like a ramp. Early build, low send, like minus 18 dB. Middle, minus 12. Last two bars, minus 6, maybe minus 3 if you want a dramatic wash. And then at the drop, hard reset it back down. That reset is part of the impact. One of the biggest make or break moves, duck the riser to your drum bus. Add a compressor on the riser track, enable sidechain, and sidechain it from your drum bus or your main drums group. Ratio around 2:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You want the drums to stay in charge while the riser fills the cracks. Quick translation check that pros actually do, after you like it. Put a utility at the end of the chain and hit mono. If it disappears or gets facey, back off with automation or reduce chorus-like effects. Also, listen super quietly. If the drop feels weaker at low volume, your riser is probably eating the transient range, like 2 to 8 kHz. Fix that with a small dip or slightly less drive or reverb in the last bar. Alright, build 2. Reverse break noise suck. Jungle flavored pull in. This one is a spotlight move, especially right before the drop. Grab a break slice, ideally something with snare plus hat texture, or a ghosty chunk with ambience. Consolidate it to audio so you've got one clean clip. Then reverse it. Add a short fade in so it inhales instead of clicking. That fade is the difference between pro and annoying. Now stretch it to taste. Use warp. Complex works if you want it smoother. Texture mode is where you get that grainy energy. If you choose texture, set grain size around 15 to 35, flux around 10 to 25. You're aiming for controlled turbulence. Now add your device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz. We don't need rumble. If it needs more hiss, a small boost around 6 to 10 kHz can help. Then auto filter in low pass mode for the classic opening up move. Start cutoff around 1 to 2 kHz and automate it open toward 10 to 18 kHz. Keep resonance modest, like 5 to 15%, so it doesn't spike. Then redux, but go easy. Downsample around 1.5 to 4, bit reduction 0 to 2. Consider setting dry slash wet around 50 to 80%, so you're blending crispness instead of destroying it. This is how you get that crispy jungle edge while still sounding intentional. Then put a limiter at the end just to catch any surprise spikes from resonance or downsampling. Now here's the classic DNB money trick. The last half bar inhale. Duplicate that reverse texture. Trim it so it only happens in the last half bar, or even the last quarter bar before the drop. Then make the automation more extreme. Faster filter opening, more reverb send, maybe even a tiny bit more redux mix. And then, at the exact moment the drop hits, cut it dead. That sudden stop makes the drop feel bigger. Build 3. Metallic ride spray. High energy cymbal wash that feels like it's exploding outward. Pick a ride or crash tail with a longer decay. Longer tails give you more spray. Bonus points if you layer two rides, one bright, one darker, so it's wide and complex without being painfully sharp. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 20 to 60, flux around 10 to 35. You're turning the cymbal into a controllable noise fabric. If you want it to rise without just turning up volume, automate clip gain slowly upward over the 8 bars. That's a nice clean ramp. Now device chain. Auto filter high pass at 300 to 800 Hz. You can automate it up slightly over time to keep it out of the way of a low mids. Then chorus ensemble for subtle widening. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rates low like 0.15 to 0.4 Hz, with 120 to 200%. Keep it slow. Fast chorus can get facey fast. Then saturator, just 1 to 4 dB drive, soft clip on. Then echo for a rhythmic smear. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 10 to 25%. Use Echo's internal filter to high pass so it stays airy. Dry slash wet around 8 to 18%. Then automate Echo dry slash wet up in the final two bars, and hard cut it at the drop for contrast. Now let's talk about how to make all of this feel musical, not just like you automated random knobs. Use a simple three-lane automation plan. Tone lane. Filter cutoff or EQ tilt gets brighter over time. Density lane. Note rate. Grain movement or echo feedback gets busier. Bass lane. Reverb send and width grow later in the build, then hard reset at the drop. If you do those three lanes on purpose, you'll basically never need to make it louder to make it feel like it's rising. A few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much low end. High pass aggressively. Perk risers should almost never fight kick and sub. 2. harsh fizz between 4 and 8 kHz. Saturation plus cymbals can slice faces. If it hurts, it's not energy, it's just pain. Use EQ dips or reduce drive. 3. It has no rhythmic relationship to the drums. Indeed, NB, it should feel connected to the break. Quantize it, apply groove, match swing, or even extract groove from your main drums and apply it to the riser MIDI, so it dances with the loop. 4. Overwidening. Huge stereo can collapse in mono and smear the drop. Check mono and be disciplined. 5. Not ducking. Without sidechain, your build can feel loud but your drums feel small, which is the opposite of what you want. Here are a couple extra spicy options if you want to push it. You can do a triplet pressure spike. Keep your main riser at 16ths, then add a quiet parallel layer in the last bar doing 1/24th triplets. It reads as acceleration without turning the whole groove into a fill. You can do call and response. Bars 1 to 4 are shaker texture, bars 5 to 8 swap into rye grains, crossfading with clip gain automation so your mix stays stable. Or go advanced, split into two tracks, a high band above 3 to 5 kHz that gets aggressive and wide, and a mid band that stays controlled and narrower. That way you get excitement without smearing the drop. Now let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice. Pick one break and two hat samples. Build an 8-bar riser using only percussion sources, no noise generator. You must have auto-filter automation. You must use at least one of saturator, drum bus, or redux. You must have sidechain ducking from the drum bus. And you must include a half-bar reverse suck right before the drop. When it's working, resample it. Bounce it to audio and save it as DNB Perk Riser 174 BPM Your Name .wav. Final recap. Percussion-based risers feel more DNB authentic because they inherit groove and texture from drum material. Your tension comes from controlled automation of density, tone, and space, plus that final reverse inhale. Protect your drop with high-pass filtering, sidechain ducking, and a deliberate reset moment, like a short silence or a reverb cut. And if you tell me what style you're making, liquid, neuro, or jungle, and whether your drums are break-based or one-shots, I can map out an exact 8-bar automation schedule for cutoff points and send levels, so you can drop it straight into your projects.